He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Long day today for the Gadget Professor. It's getting late at night on Wednesday. I'm going to pump this show out now and edit it, and it will be up first thing Thursday morning. Today we have our pre-special Black Friday show, and at the end of the show, I am going to tell you what I think, at least right now, seems like the super buy of the century. Actually, I have two things that are pretty good, but let's get right into it. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you very much for tuning in. And if you are old, well, welcome back. We have some cool gadgets today, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to have everybody sit back and relax, and I'm going to give you a lesson today. Yep, a lesson on distribution devices and switches. Now, before you turn it off, before you turn me off, this is something that everybody needs to know, at least that they're available. This is going to be one of these shows where I'm going to educate you on the very basics of converters and things that will allow you to get multiple outputs, distribution amplifiers or distribution pieces, if you will. So let's take a look at what we have today. Now, why am I reviewing these? Why am I talking about these? Well, with the advent of all the electronics that we have, with the sound bars, with the TV sets that are coming in with the 3, 4, 5 HDMI inputs, we have stereo amplifiers, 7.1 channel amplifiers. They all have HDMI inputs in them, and everybody's going crazy. How do I get more inputs? How do I get more outputs? Well, that brings us to our gadget of the day. And these are called splitters. They don't necessarily have to be for HDMI. They can be for audio. They can be for video. They can be for combinations. And today, we're going to look at two different types of splitters and distribution switches, if you will. And these are really, really handy devices. And again, this is one of these shows where if you don't need it now, like 5 weeks from now or after Christmas, you're going to say, oh, well, I need one of those switches. So remember, we're on show 329, switches and distribution amplifiers, if you will. So let's go back and take a look at what we got here. So right here, we have a Dot Stone, and that's the name of the company, Dot Stone. I happen to like their products. They do a great job, and they put out a variety of different types of splitters and amplifiers and just things that will distribute signal distributors. So here's one type, and here is another type. Let's take a look at this one first. This is a metal box, and it looks pretty simple, but as you look at it, it might say, oh my God, what is this thing? Well, actually, the way all distribution amplifiers work and splitters is very simple. There's going to be an input where you're going to send the signal to, and there's going to be an output. So a splitter will take in typically one output and split the signal up into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 100 different output sources, all the same. So essentially, you're going to have one input and X amount of outputs, and that is called a distribution box or a distribution amplifier. Now, if we take a look at the one that we're reviewing today, this one is kind of neat, and I'll tell you why. It has an on and off switch. I like that, and it also has a power pack. Now, there's two types of distribution amplifiers or distribution splitters or signal splitters. You can call these a million different names, but basically they all do the same thing. This one is electronic. I call it E2E, electronic. So this has a power pack. You are always going to be better off if you're buying a splitter, whether you're splitting to two outputs or three or four, or a distribution amplifier. You will always be better if you use one that has an electronic power pack with it. And the bigger the power pack, the more power it has, the more guts this has inside, the more amplification circuitry it has. Whereas if you go with this type, and we'll cover this in a minute, there is no power supply. So you're thinking, oh great, I don't need a power pack. Yeah, that is great that you don't need a power supply, but this is called power passive. So this is going to take your electronics, your inputs and your outputs, and it's not going to amplify the signal. It's going to pass it through. Henceforth, we call this a passive distribution amplifier or a passive switch. The difference between a switch and a distribution amplifier is pretty simple. A switch will usually have something that you click. So you might have an input of one HDMI, and you might want four or five or six. The outputs don't matter. You can buy whatever you want. But if each one of those has a switch, let's say you have four HDMI outputs. So you'll have to physically switch camera one, camera two, or DVD one, DVD two. Whatever your source is, you'll have to manually switch those. I find those a pain in the neck. They also make them with remotes so that you can just sit with another clicker and click. Channel one could be your TV, channel two could be your DVD, channel three can be an amplifier source, channel four could be your Kodi box, whatever the case may be. So I always like to get one that's electronic and not passive. That doesn't mean the passives don't work, but typically your ones that have a power pack will be more expensive. The reason they're more expensive is because they have amplification circuitry and impedance balancing circuitry built inside these boxes to do a much better job. So let's take a close-up now of what this box does. This is a signal splitter, an HDMI signal splitter. So I'm going to remove the power pack just so we can see it a little bit better, and I'm going to put this over here. Now, let's take a look at the input. So we already discussed that this is going to have a 5-volt DC in, and this comes with the power pack, so you don't really have to worry about it. Now, right here, this says input. That means you're going to take the signal, okay, the input signal, and let's in this case say this signal is from a tuner box or a Kodi box, okay? It could be from a DVD. Now keep in mind that the HDMI signal passes not only video but high quality audio. So you're going to get high def video and high def audio from one cable. So I put this one cable in. Now this box is a little unusual. It has two outputs. So if I'm taking up one cable, okay, this is the output, let's say, for my DVD, my HDMI for my DVD player, I still need to get one into the input of my, let's say, my amplifier, my audio amplifier. So basically I'm going to use one here, and now I have another HDMI output that I can use to bring to another monitor, maybe outside on the porch or maybe in another room. So whatever you put into here, you're now going to get two HDMI outputs, which again carry sound and video. Because this is a power supplied device, it has amplification equipment in it and processing equipment in it to make sure that that signal is beefed up and good. Sometimes when you buy passive devices with no electronics inside of it, the signal weakens. But this one happens to have a power pack, so again, this is the type I prefer. So now I have one input, one HDMI input, two HDMI outputs, and over here, I needed this piece. I needed an optical out, so it's going to convert. This is not only a splitter, it's a converter. It's going to convert this signal, take it apart, going to give me two HDMI outputs, so I'm not losing any outputs. I'm actually picking up one HDMI output. I don't have to use it, but what I really wanted was this optical out, because I am running digital sound. I couldn't get the digital sound to go the way I wanted it into an amplifier that I have, an external amplifier. So I needed a digital, what we call SPDIF connection out. And if you actually go very gently inside there, if this was on, you would see a red light, which means that this is passing a digital signal. I like the optical cable. That's the best way to go in terms of high def, high quality. This also has a coax optical out, or audio output, and this has an auxiliary output, which will mean it will give you both sound and video, but it's not digital, it's analog. So this is a great little box. They have little lights here to show you whether you're using channel one, channel two, or both the channels. It also has an R control, which will adjust the signal, and a DVD mode, so that if you get any scrambling of signal, you can adjust this box. So this is a great device to have, and you may find that you don't need all these things. So you can buy these with one in and three out and no optical out. You can buy a converter in any combination or that will yield any type of signal that you want, both audio and video or just HDMI. And there's a couple thousand of these varieties around, and you can just pick the one that you want. I do like Dot Stone. They make a good device. Now the second device here that we're going to look at is this is a real interesting one. This is an HDMI bidirectional switch. Now, when it says switch, you got to be looking for the switch, and there it is right there. You'll notice this has one and two on it, which means I can switch from channel one or channel two. What I like about this, and the reason I bought this, is it's bidirectional, which means you can send this signal either way. Here's my input, my HDMI input, it's one. And then on the back, you'll notice I have two HDMI outputs. And right here I have a light which shows me whether I'm on channel one or channel two. Let's take a close-up of this device and see what it actually does. If you look at this, let's take a look at the pictorial here. Now, if you look at the pictorial, excuse me, you will see that in one direction, let's see if we can keep this up here. There we go. In one direction, you will notice that you can take the output of a PS3, okay, game box, if you will, and send the output in, and now you can send it to two different television sets, two different LEDs. Why? Because you have the two outputs here. There's your two outputs. So that's one direction. Let's take a look at the second direction. Now you can go in the reverse. You can have inputs. You can have a DVD input and your PS3, your game box, or whatever it is you want, both feeding into this device. And now when you click one or two, it's going to switch to the TV set, whichever input you want. So this is a very, very versatile device. And I have several of these. And it allows you to get multiple sources into your TV set or whatever the device it is that you want. And again, this has two. You can get switches that have three, four. The bi-directional is nice because it lets it go in either direction. If you get confused, you can go on to Dotstone and they have diagrams of everything that they do, and they make it real simple. So there's the Dotstone website, and if you want, you can check out their splitter. And again, they're going to give you the same types of diagrams that show you all the different sources that you can send into this and basically send your signal wherever you want it. And these things work really, really well. And again, I always recommend getting one that has a power pack in it, and you can get any combination you want. This one is 1x2, which means it has one input and two outputs. You can also have three outputs or four outputs or however many outputs that you actually need. It's all it's all available based on what you want to spend. Now, if we look on Amazon, here's the HDMI splitter that we talked about. This is the two-port HDMI splitter, one in, two out. This one sells for $30. Very good price on that. And the advantage of this one, and I just needed these signals, is it has my optical fiber cable out, and I really wanted that. If you look at Amazon for the other device, this box is $12. And boy, I got to tell you, it's worth every penny of it. And you'll always find 20 different manufacturers for these types of devices. But I have found that this Dotstone company gives you probably the best value for your buck. And that's why I like it. So definitely check those out. And I think you'll find that whole area of distribution amplifiers and switches very interesting, particularly if you're not aware that they're around. So if you're ever say, geez, I need another TV in another room, these devices will allow you to do that. They'll allow you to put multiple TVs, maybe in a kid's room. Maybe you want to send the Game Boy or, you know, your PSP device or whatever from one room to another, and you want to control it via a switch. So check these devices out. If you just look up under signal distribution or splitters, HDMI splitters, whatever the signal is that you want, you'll find a bunch of them. So hope you like that, and I hope you find that information useful. All right, now, here's some incredible news that I read today, and I got to tell you, this is a good deal. I myself, I use Sprint. I'm sorry, this is about Sprint. I use Verizon. And it works great here in Arizona, no question about it. And as I travel throughout the country, I know I go to Rhode Island a lot and back to Boston. Verizon's always stable. I have had issues, particularly in Arizona, with Sprint not giving me good coverage. The phone lines drop and whatever, and it may be just where I'm traveling. But however, this is a great, I mean, a great deal here. Sprint just announced that it's going to be partnering with Hulu to offer, you get this, free access to Hulu's plan. So Sprint partnership is really, like, it's an incredible thing. Let's see here. It's an attempt to counter similar promotions from T-Mobile, which now bundles free Netflix with its unlimited plans, and AT&T, which has free HBO. So what will happen now with Sprint, and this is effective today, you're going to get access to their $8 a month basic plan, which includes access to streaming companies' fairly extensive library of TV shows. According to the fine print, you're limited to one limited commercial plan per eligible Sprint customer. So check that out. Sprint's Unlimited Freedom plan is $60 a month for a single line, and includes, this is incredible, 1080p HD streaming. That's pretty cool. If someone is using this plan, I'd love to know how you like it, but it's a great offer, no question about it. And I'm hoping that Verizon will kind of give us a break for a change and stop gouging us and ripping us off and give us some value for the money. All right, this is the week before Black Friday. Now, last year I didn't go too psycho, didn't go too crazy. And this year I found out that my my friend who usually grabs things for me, she will not be here this year. She's actually going on a phenomenal photo tour to the Galapagos Islands, and I'm very jealous. So she's actually borrowed my GoPro camera and a couple other devices, and I'm frantically waiting her her return. She's going to be there for a while, so I'm on my own. But here's the deal. My cousin Dennis is coming in from Florida, and he is the ultimate shopper. If there's a bargain out there, my cousin Dennis is going to know where that bargain is. So he's coming in, and I'm probably going to hit the road with him for Good Friday. For Black Friday shopping. All right, stay tuned, because here is what you need to know in a nutshell for Black Friday. And I'm not kidding you. This is everything you're going to need to know. The first thing you're going to want to know is bfads.net. I have used this site consistently year after year, and it gets better and better. If you want to know what's on sale right now, go to bfads.net, and you will find pretty much the best selection of every Black Friday ad that's out there. And they also took the liberty of highlighting what they think are the best deals out there. So check this out. And check it out now, because you want to plan early and often. The other site that actually is fantastic, and this has come up from being to being probably as good as the BFAds.net. This is a really good site. This site essentially has everything laid out by store. I think that the graphic layout of this might even be better than the Black Friday BF ads, because look how you're scrolling here, whereas this one gives us a pictorial. So this is really nicely laid out, and you can go right to the store. Now, I'm waiting for Fry's Electronics, and I'm waiting, because Fry's is right here in Phoenix, and then Tempe, Arizona, and they usually have some insane deals, but they usually wait till the Wednesday before Thanksgiving to come out with it, and usually Thanksgiving morning, bam, the paper hits, and there you go. But don't underestimate this site. It's called BestBlackFriday.com. BestBlackFriday.com. Now, here's another site that's always been consistently good, and I like this site. I actually subscribe to this site. It's totally free, and every day you're going to get Brad's deals that come out. And I'll tell you, this guy does a phenomenal job. He will scout through everything, and it's not only electronics, it's all kinds of things. Here's a food saver system shipped for $50. Here's a 55-inch curved 4K TV, $600 shipped. And it tells you all the various stores that had them. Here, Adorama, Apple iPad 9.7, 32 gigs, $279 after rebate. That is a really good price, no question about it. So there's all kinds of things on Brad's deals, and this is year-round. They do an excellent job when Black Friday comes. I guess they have to. So another place that you may want to look is Deal News, and this is another site that I subscribe to year-round. And Deal News... picks up the best Black Friday sales, if you will. They also have a page, and this is DealNews.com. When do the Black Friday ads come out? They have when they come out. Barnes & Noble's isn't coming out till the 21st. Amazon is coming out on the 15th, which was yesterday. But if you look, Dell Home and Dell Small Business are available now. So they'll also show you stores like Kohl's that have the Black Friday sales going on now. And hopefully that's true, because they won't run extra things on actual Black Friday. So you miss out on something, or they run something that's on sale that you wanted to buy, but you bought it, you didn't know it was on sale based on this ad. So you'll want to check that out. And now, before we go into the apps, I have scoured pretty much all the Black Friday ads for you. And this is the killer deal right now. I am definitely going to be in on this one. I have never seen these on sale like this before. And several weeks ago, I covered the Arlo camera. And those things just are really expensive. They work really well. I'm really pleased with them. I need one or two more cameras, and I just didn't want to spend $200 a camera. For the first time ever, Walmart, I kid you not, for Black Friday, I checked the ad, and here's three cameras for $199. I gotta tell you, that is an incredible buy. Let's see here if that's gonna come up. Here we go. Arlo Net security cameras, three HD camera security systems, 100% wire-free, indoor and outdoor. Plus, you get the router. Oh my God! So that is a phenomenal deal. If you go to page 11 on the Black Friday Walmart ad, you'll see three cameras for $200. You're going to save $200, and there it is. That includes the special router that you need to integrate those cameras. That is a phenomenal buy. Now, either they have one and it's going to be sold out and I'm never going to get one, or because I told all the Gadget Professor fans that this is available, you guys and gals are going to beat me out on this deal. So let's see what happens, but I'll tell you, for $200, three cameras plus the router, you are not going to get a better deal than this. And if you do, by all means, geez, tell me, because that's a killer deal. There are several more things that I think are really good buys. I know there's a Shield TV box, which is always $200. I have never seen it discounted since they released it. It's made by NVIDIA. And that's $179, I think, at Best Buy. I think you're going to see that come down a little bit. So what I will do is I'm going to come out with the Gadget Professor Show next Wednesday night. Or sometime next Wednesday. I know I usually come out with Thursday, but it's Thanksgiving. So I will try to record the show Wednesday and put it up Wednesday as soon as I can. And I will tell you what I think are the best buys for all kinds of gadgets and electronic gear. So stay tuned for that. And now, let's get into some apps of the day. And I think I have some cool apps for you for sure. The first one we're going to look at is a Phototangler. Phototangler is just hands down one of the best collage makers out there. It kind of feathers the photos for you, and you can blend them in, and you have controls to control the radius of the blend and the highlight of it. Very nice app. 100% free. Definitely check it out. It's available on iTunes. Really nice app. The next app is called Vox. Now, the word Vox, V-O-X, I think is used 2 bazillion times. I never could understand how a company can come out and call one thing Vox, and then another company comes out with another app or another product, and they call theirs Vox. It creates nothing but confusion. Please stop that. So to contribute to the confusion, this is available on Google Play, and this is also available on Vox, V-O-X.com. Vox.com is a general interest news site for the 21st century. Its mission is simple. It will explain the news. Vox is where you go to understand the news and the world around you. It treats serious topics seriously. This is a very good site, and I think you will enjoy that. It's well-written, it's well-produced, and I like it. I stumbled across this. Why? Because I was looking for the Vox MP3 and FLAC music player for my iPhone. So I Googled Vox and I came up with the VOX.com, which is a news service and available for the Android. And by the way, it's very good. The other Vox is for the iOS operating system, of course, and this is just a stellar MP3 and FLAC music player. Now, FLAC, F-L-A-C, is a much higher quality file and gives you much better fidelity than an MP3 player. So if you have an iPhone or an iPad or any iOS product, put this player on there and you're going to hear a tremendous difference in the sound quality. This also has a built-in, let's call it a radio station, but you can dial in all kinds of music for this. They also have things that are subscription-based. So this does a lot of things, including iTunes file sharing. I think that this is probably one of the better ones, if not the best one out there. One of the things that I really like about this particular player is it comes with 30 presets. So if you're trying to discern the drums or the bass, you have a preset that will help amplify the sounds or the frequencies that you want to hear. Nice job. And I'll tell you, with the FLAC file, it's just pristine. Really, really, really nice. Now, this next app, don't underestimate this, okay? This is called Brainwave. It's on iTunes. And what this does is it plays a bunch of different types of brain frequencies that will either relax you or help you meditate. It will help you study. And it really works best. I mean, it will play over the phone speaker, but it really works best if you have headphones on. And if you're ever trying to relax or focus on something, sometimes when I'm doing bookkeeping, which I hate paperwork, I'll put the headphones on, and for whatever reason, seems that I get more done. So this thing is very scientific in nature. It's a broad range of programs specifically for sleep, focus, memory, energy, positive moods, confidence, anxiety relief, stress relief, relaxation, meditation, probably heal the gout if you had it. I don't know. So check out this app, and I think you're going to like it. Let me know if you use it. Let me know what you think. And folks, that is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. I've got a million things to do. I've been cleaning this office up. It's starting to look pretty good. You notice I don't have the junk in the background. I'm doing some rewiring. I got some new gadgets coming, so I am very excited. Have a great Thanksgiving if you should miss my show on Wednesday. But if you're a shopper and you want to find out what's cool, what's hot for Black Friday, I'm going to save you the time and the energy. So check us out next Wednesday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.